The World Series tickets went fast, too fast for Robert Kessiser of Wadsworth, who got in line about a half hour before they went on sale at Progressive Field.
When they opened the box office at 10, the processing of the tickets was really slow, I think just because everybody's online trying to get tickets, and it took forever for each person. I was probably about 10th or 11th in line. Probably the first four people got tickets, and the rest, and then they shut it down. So all in all, I mean, it was pretty orderly, but pretty disappointed didn't get tickets, so that's the way it goes.
Indians officials say sales were supposed to be online only, but a mention was left on the team website that box office tickets would be available for the playoff games, and that confused some fans. Meanwhile, nearby bars and restaurants are getting ready for the big crowds expected. Brendan Walton, who owns AJ Rocco's, a coffee house and bar less than a block away from the stadium, is making plans.
We have a unique situation because we're one of the smaller places here. We'll probably condense our menu, and people will order at the counter rather than table service because it'll be pretty crowded. You know, on the beverage front, you're definitely stacking up.
And Indians fever is not confined just to Cleveland. Juan Puak is kitchen manager at Mavis Winkle's Irish Pub and Restaurant, about 25 miles away in Twinsburg, where preparations are underway.
Everybody's going crazy. Everybody's going crazy here in the bar when they win the first three games, and I win last night, and I think we can't be more ready for the World Series. We ordered some extra stuff yesterday. We're going to start the end of this week. We're going to be ready. We're going to be ready for our World Series. We can wait.
Northeast Ohio sports fans will have something else to celebrate Tuesday night. The Cleveland Cavaliers open the regular season at home, and before the game, the team will raise its championship banner and the players will get their rings. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.